Tulsa City Council recommends the Black Lives Matter mural on Greenwood Avenue stay for now. Councilors approved a recommendation to the mayor saying the $20,000 it will take to remove the street painting is wasteful when a street resurfacing project is in the works. The mural is in City Councilor Kara Joy McKee's district.
This compromise doesn't make everyone happy. I know activists on both sides of the argument may be frustrated with it, but this is government. Here we are trying to make the compromise that makes things work out for the best.
The council's recommendation also acknowledges street painting is illegal and may only be permitted by the city. Mill and overlay work is slated for Greenwood after the new year, but some councilors, including Phil Lakin, would like to see it moved up to next month, if possible.
People are just growing wary of continuing to have the words on the road. So to the greatest extent possible, if we can work with our private sector to have that replacement done in a very expeditious way so that we can move forward with the mill and overlay.
The council has no control over when projects are done. McKee tried to amend the recommendation to reference when the street work was originally scheduled.
This isn't something that we're doing with anything else that is bothering people in Tulsa. And what this does by expediting this is it does bring attention to us as the first city to remove this mural.
McKee is looking for a private entity that can somehow preserve the Black Lives Matter painting. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.